It is in response to the rising xenophobia around the world against migrants and the misconceptions about what really migrants are about in our communities. We are trying to use this campaign to tell stories of ordinary people but doing extraordinary things, and not only for their host communities, but also back home in their countries of origin, and how important they are in both communities, and the role that migrants are playing in an increasingly mobile world.
And you're dealing with the topic lightly. I mean, it's dealt with in a fun way, in the sense that you have your supposed migrants cleaning windows in a Spider-Man costume. There's the Incredible Hulk emptying a lorry. There's Catwoman looking after children. And there's Superman who's delivering post. Do you think that it's going to be taken seriously, this campaign?
There's been hardened attitudes towards migrants. And it's important to look at how people look at migrants and to know that they are doing, maybe you think it's small jobs in your own country, but these are very important things in economies for societies to run. And they are running these countries at the same time. So it's important to put it in a lighter way, because in an increasingly global world where people consume news in lighter version, it's very important for us to cater to the needs of audiences where people can look at really who is a migrant and know that they might be doing this work. But to them, to some people, these are heroes every day.
Is it really the case that we don't know how important migrants are to societies, really?
You know, most of what we see, we have campaigns before called What Migrants Contribute. And what we see is that in most countries, what an everyday person hears about a migrant is from their TV, from politicians who are jamming the airwaves with one message, one misconception about what migrants are. And there is really, when you ask people who have these kind of attitudes, they have actually never interacted with a migrant. They don't know the story of a migrant. All they see is the news they are consuming. But it's important that these positive stories of migrants are actually put in. If every day a person in a country in Europe, the only story they see about a migrant is a migrant dying to reach the country, not a migrant who has actually transformed the society, that is going to affect on their own attitudes. And in a global situation where there are a lot of economic hardships, migrants have been used as scapegoats by a lot of politicians, that they are here to take your jobs. It's not just Europe. This last week, we've seen increasing attacks in South Africa against foreigners, mostly Somalis. This is not just a European problem. This is a global problem on the attitudes towards migrants and how people perceive migrants, and they see them as something not good in their society. It's like people not accepting diversity, but also looking at them as a threat to their community.
So there's plenty of work to be done by the sounds of it. Who is eligible to be nominated as a migrant hero?
We are really looking to hear from different people. We are looking for compelling stories, people who can present this story and help us actually change perceptions. Because IOM alone will not change these perceptions, but rather people in communities who have been there, who know what it is to be a migrant and have dealt with it but succeeded and can tell their story. We are looking for those kinds of voices. At the end of the day, we will allow the public to actually choose the 10 compelling stories.
So you're going to have a popular vote to decide the top 10, and they, as I understand it, will become the goodwill ambassadors for the International Organization for Migration, and then they will go around the world spreading the word.
Yeah, because like I say, when we talk about migrants, it's like they are these faceless people. Either it's a ship sinking, which is only one part of the story. So it's important to give a face to an issue and not constantly look at migration and migrants as a problem. So it's important to look at these positive role models. They're already known in their societies. So we want these societies to say, oh, this is the person, this is a doctor who left Ireland and they came to Uganda and they have succeeded. And it's not just a one-way south-north kind of migration. As we know that most of migration takes place within countries and regions. So it also gives us a chance to show migration as a whole, not as popularly as it's known from the news headlines.